Let's talk about another case. Could you talk a little bit about how this 69-year-old lady presented?
So this is a very common scenario. And this is a situation of a patient that received initial therapy in the metastatic disease setting for with gemcitabine and nab-paclitaxel.
Could you talk a little bit about how she presented? And did you treat her at that point, first-line therapy?
Yes.
So let's go through her first-line treatment decision and then the second line. So can you talk about how she initially presented?
Right. So this patient actually presented with fatigue, a lot of fatigue, and she actually had a family member who died of pancreatic cancer not long before she was diagnosed. And she was very tired. She actually developed diabetes, and that was about 6 months ago. Before presentation, and she started losing weight. She assumed that it was because of the diabetes medications and the diabetes diet that she's been losing weight. But when her relative was diagnosed and died of pancreatic cancer, her primary care physician actually thought, rightfully so, to screen her for pancreatic cancer and actually got a CT scan on her. Again, she had no pain. She just had significant fatigue and this new onset diabetes. And what was found is that she had a pancreatic body mass in the body, in the middle of the pancreas, which wasn't causing her any jaundice. And she had multiple liver metastases. No signs of peritoneal spread, no lung spread, but she had multiple liver metastases. And she ended up undergoing a liver biopsy. And that's how the diagnosis of pancreatic cancer metastatic to the liver was made. At that point, she chose to be treated with gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel rather than modified FOLFIRINOX.
Could you talk a little bit about her life situation, her family, her work, and the discussion you had with her about first-line therapy that led her to make that decision?
Yes, of course. So she was actually retired. She was a teacher. She has been a teacher, retired, just home with her husband, a lot of family support, friend support, etc. With her diabetes, of course, she was on insulin and managing that. She knew that she was, again, at risk of diabetes complications, but she had no neuropathy at the outset whatsoever. No other major comorbidities, to be honest with you. But what she was very interested is she really was not interested in anything that would entail a pump type of chemotherapy that she would take home and then have to come back to the office to disconnect. She wanted to have the easiest type version chemotherapy that made her quality of life the least involved, so to speak.